For a lot of Michigan kids, the first day of school this fall means another day at home. And if this spring was any indication, even parents who have kids in a fully online school program will still need some homeschooling skills. For some tips on learning in the home and maintaining your sanity, I'm joined by West Michigan resident Libby Johnson, who's got plenty of practical experience after homeschooling her kids for several years now. Libby, good morning.
Good morning.
Since COVID-19 arrived, have you heard from any friends or relatives who have their kids in traditional schools looking for advice about how to deal with having the kids at home all the time?
Absolutely. Since about May, it's been, I guess it's my new hobby to provide advice. In West Michigan and Grand Rapids, we have a fantastic homeschool building with a homeschool bookstore, and they've been insanely busy, and I've been meeting people there to, you know, to help advise them. When parents started having their kids at home in March and in April, they were seeing the kids interact in these live classes and were picking up on things that they didn't know that their kids didn't know. So there have been not as many as going for homeschooling, but those who have, are interested in pulling out a subject's worth of extra school mm-hmm. for them to do on their home, which I think is just really exciting.
Libby, you and your husband live in Alto, Michigan, and you've got a 12-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter. Tell us a little bit about what homeschooling looked like in your family before the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have moved 14 times over 13 years of marriage. My husband works as a EMS helicopter mechanic and services helicopters all over the United States. And so homeschooling has looked different for us no matter where we lived. In our family, we do it all day long and all year long. For this past year, we've had our kids in an all-day co-op where they go and they receive teaching just like a college model where the teacher might address a particularly difficult concept in class and teach that. And then we as the parents roll that out during the week. So flexibility has been the key with our homeschool.
So your kids were in the co-op one day a week. What changed when the pandemic hit?
When the school shut down, our co-op shut down overnight as well. And we experienced the same frustration with moving to Zoom. When we finished our co-op activities in the spring, it was a big relief.
What advice would you have for those parents who are worried about missing some of the typical benchmarks they would have been looking for during a regular school year?
My advice is particularly directed at parents that have kids lower than high school level. You've got an unprecedented time right now to really forge a bond with your kids. If they miss a particular concept when they're at the younger elementary ages, guaranteed it will be covered again before they graduate. When you have your kids home for this sort of time, you've got time with your kids, and it goes a lot farther than you think.
Lots of extracurricular activities have been shut down during the pandemic. What are your suggestions for getting kids the social interaction they need when they aren't seeing their friends nearly as much as they might normally?
Oh, yeah. It's so hard. It's really hard right now. My few suggestions are to keep it outside. Outside seems and feels safer. And then we've been picking quality over quantity. We have a few friends in our sphere that we know are following our safety requirements. When we meet up with them, we would prefer to have it be a really winner of a day rather than just meet up for 15 minutes.
Libby, you've homeschooled your kids while holding down a part-time job. How can parents lower the stress level for themselves and their kids while dealing with so much?
My only suggestion is to have grace with yourself. Rather than spending 3 hours trying to make a square peg into a round hole, walk away and reframe it and decide to, if the day is beautiful, getting everybody away from crying at the computer and going out for a walk, because we say in homeschooling, nobody learns when they're crying. And so it's just sort of deciding what has to happen today and what could be put off till tomorrow. So the trash has to get out today, but I guess I might have to put up with a sticky floor. So be flexible with yourself and give yourself grace.
Libby Johnson is a mother of two and a veteran homeschooler in West Michigan. Libby, thank you very much for your time and good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.